Okay, good morning, everybody. So Sheni of Shlach begins, of course, on a high note, pretty much all downhill from there. But Moshe said, "Aluzeh b'negev, v'ali semeh sahar," and that's exactly what happens. "V'yalu b'negev, v'yavo ar chavron." Certainly, as the Ramban, you know, indicates, the simple understanding of the psukim is that everybody was meant to go together. "V'yalu b'negev, v'yavo ar chavron." Of course, the drasha and the Gemara Masechta Sota, "V'yavo ar chavron," is a specific reference to Kalev ben Yefuna, that Kalev was nishtateach bekivrei avos. Kalev specifically went, you know, to find chizuk and resolve to be able to spare himself from the miraglim. Now, what's fascinating about this, of course, is that, you know, vayavo is the lashon yachid, where exactly was Yehoshua. So I think what emerges is, you know, and this is already implicit in Rishon, is Vayikra Moshe Loshea Benun Yehoshua Ya Yoshiacha Me'atzas HaMiraglim. Point is that, you know, Yehoshua Benun had a relationship with Moshe that gave him, you know, what we call in the terms of Chazal, a demus diyakno to fall back on in a time of Nisayon, that when he was going to be challenged and challenged very substantially with respect to whether or not he'd be able to, you know, resist the sort of the defeatism of the Meraglim, and defeatism is inherently contagious. Don't take it from me, but the Torah itself says, "Mihayish hayarei v'rach alevav yelech v'yashov leveso v'lo yimas es levav echav kilvavo." Right, that the concern is that, you know, defeatism is highly contagious. So in that respect, right, you know, it was very difficult to resist the atzas miraglim, the sense, as the Ramban notes, of efes ki azam. It doesn't matter how good a land it is, but the fact is, it's not going to do us any good, because there's no way that we're going to be able to, you know, deal with the challenges and the threats that are, you know, very much endemic, you know, to the land, efes ki azam. But who is Kalev to look to? Kalev, you know, of course, had to sort of generate this for himself by connecting to the Avos. I think that's what Chazal understood, that courage, no matter how strong a person is, no matter what the quality of their character is, and it's a very real thing, right? In the final analysis, people need a demos diakno to look to. Of course, Yosef, in his moment of trial, nirasa lo demos diakno shalaviv bechalon, it's obviously a great credit to his character that he was able to conjure up the image of his father. That tells you something very deep about him, but he couldn't bear to disappoint his father. And for Yeshua, undoubtedly, it was, you know, Moshe ben Nun. For Yeshua ben Nun, it was certainly Moshe Rabbeinu. And for Kalev, right, it was Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that he wasn't about to betray, you know, that covenant. He wasn't about to betray, you know, their relationship with land. And so in that respect, right, so the Chazal had a particularly point of view about courage and what the sources of courage was and the meaning of courage was, where courage could, you know, be expected to come from. And it's fascinating across the board that what the real point appears to be, that courage is very much a product of having someone in particular, whether it was Yaakov Avinu for Yosef, whether it was Moshe for Yehoshua ben Nun, whether it was Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov for Kalev ben Yefuna, that you simply can't disappoint. And all of the pressure of the moment, right? The pressure of the people around you and the atzas miraglim, b'chol makom shahim, b'chol dor vador, all of that pressure, right, is unable to overcome this deep reservoir of conviction that I can't betray a more fundamental bond. And it always follows that same pattern. And that's, you know, what Chazal's perception was of what Kalev had to seek out for himself. He didn't have that relationship necessarily built in, but sort of that's available to every Jew, right? So even if you're not Yehoshua ben Nun and you know, you don't have a Moshe Rabbeinu, even if you're not Yosef HaTzadik and Yaakov is actually your father, the idea of looking up to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and saying, you know, that they were able to stand apart from a complicated world, that they were able to be distinctive and not to yield to, you know, Avram Ivri, Kolom Kulom Ivri Echad, Vehem Ivri Hasheni. So that's available to all of us. Zez Shemili Olam, Zez Zechrila Dar Dar, as the Ramban says, all the way back in Parsha Shmos, that every Jew has the right to appeal to God on those terms as a Ben Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yakov.